This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As he should. So the three leaders of your team are getting rewarded. I love that. I love that. Prior to that, this past season, you know, Brandon Ayuk, who had a really good year the year prior.
Oh, he was awesome.
He was incredible. But the way it looked, the way it all went down, the way it was, is he going to train at the Pittsburgh? Is he not? Oh, Mike Tomlin. Oh, he looks like me. Like that whole situation. Then a year prior, the Nick Bosa stuff. It was all just not good business, yeah. It felt like. It just felt like dirty's the wrong word. I didn't feel right heading into the season, even though he went to the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship in those years. It just didn't feel right. This, for me, it feels right. It feels good. Okay. It feels fresh. It feels like, okay, you're actually making some big boy decisions, and it didn't feel like a panic move. For me, it didn't feel desperate for me in all of these. How are you feeling, 49ers fans? 888-957-9570. I want to go to Rob in San Bruno, how he's feeling about this 49ers deal. Rob, long time no here. How you doing, man?
What's up, Rob?
What's going on, fellas? I'm doing great. I can't complain. Man, look, I'm going to say that's probably the worst deal in Niner history, man. I mean, come on now. We went 6-11 last year, and we're rewarding guys for going 6-11 last year. Purdy not worth $53 million. When you say that money, I look at Lamar Jackson, I look at Burrow, and I look at Josh Allen. I need that type of performance from Purdy every week. Every week I need that. You can't give a guy $3 million who just admitted he can't see over the O-line and can't play in the rain. And you don't get a guy all that money when you got other areas that need to be fixed. You need a linebacker. You need help in safety. You need help at corner. You need help at O-line. I think we addressed the D-line, but you're still going, you don't know if them guys can play yet until they get on the field. So you put all your money into this one guy who, to me, physically, when I say, I'm not talking about team. Oh, he went to the Super Bowl. No, the team went to the Super Bowl. I'm talking about physically. Can he do what those other $50 million quarterbacks can do? Can he throw the ball downfield without the threat of play action? I just felt like if CMC get hurt for a 4 or 5 game period, I think this becomes the worst deal in Niner history because those other guys are asked to carry a franchise. Purdy's not asked to do that. He's asked to game manage and make plays when they're there. So to me, you can't compare him to Dak and all them other dudes because the other dudes are asked to be franchise leaders. Purdy's not asked to do that. So you paid this guy $53 million to be a lead game manager. I just don't agree with that.
So what should they have done then, Rob? What would you have done?
I mean, he was making, what, $900,000. If you gave him $40,000 with more, a little more guaranteed money, $40 million, excuse me, with $40 million, I mean, that's one hell of a raise. he's not a $53 million quarterback.
So it's the number for you. So if it was 40 instead of 50, you'd be feeling better about it.
Yeah, because $53 million, he'd make more than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson had almost 1,000 yards passing, 4,000 yards throwing, and almost 40 touchdowns. Can Purdy live up to that? Can he live up to what Burrow was doing? And that's what I'm looking at. I'm not judging him off, you know, the top 20. I'm judging him off the top five now. And that's the pressure they put on this guy. So CMC needs to stay healthy. If CMC don't stay healthy, this could be the worst deal in history, to be honest with you.
That's really strong.
Really strong.
Right now, that's a really strong opinion. I don't think I agree with it.
I mean, I get his point. Brock Purdy's gone to a Super Bowl. Josh Allen hasn't. Lamar Jackson hasn't. I'm just telling, like, whether that's fair or not, I'm just telling you the facts. Those guys haven't been to a Super Bowl. Brock Purdy has been a quarter away from winning a Super Bowl as a starting quarterback in an MVP caliber season.
Would those guys trade their player for yours?
No.
Okay.
It's fine. I don't care.
No, I know, but like we do this thing where like, well, those, like I always see it, like Josh Allen doesn't want anything. It's like, come on. Josh Allen's one of the best players in the league, hands down, without a doubt, and the Bills wouldn't trade you Purdy. Like, we can be reasonable here.
Yeah,
we can acknowledge that, like, okay, his team has come up short. He, by the way, had Mahomes beat multiple times, and his defense let him down.
Yes.
And his kicker let him
down.
Correct. All right? Teams advance, and that's my big thing this morning. Teams are what wins, not just players. And my biggest question is, I'm happy for the player. He deserves a giant pay raise. How can this team win a Super Bowl? Not just Brock. It's not going to be just Brock. You know what Brock's going to need? Juwan Jennings to ball out and CMC to ball out and for them to have a really good defense and all those things. Like, he's going to need all these draft picks to hit. Mykel Williams, for example, has got to be an absolute star. Like, it goes beyond Brock. And so but when you pay one guy this amount of money, every player you bid adieu to, like Dre Greenlaw, that $7 or $8 million difference, like, you're going to look back at the quarterback and you're going to say, can you elevate the loss of that player and that player and that player? That's how fans do the math now.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios at Spadoni at Shasky. 1 hour down, 3 more to go. We're talking Brock Purdy contract. And if you're just joining us and if you've been under a rock the last few days, Brock Purdy, 49ers quarterback, signed a 5-year, $265 million contract with the San Francisco 49ers, including $181 million guaranteed, as I go Charles Barkley there. Average annual salary of $53 million, and that's what we're talking about right now. The deal is for at least 3 years, a 3-year deal, I should say. That's when it expires, 3 years, Joe. Kyle Shanahan's deal right now expires in 2 years. What does that tell you real quick?
This is just my theory, and I have nothing based on – this is just my gut. This is my gut opinion, all right? And I'm recklessly speculating here.
Love that.
I think Kyle really likes Brock a lot. But when you make like a commitment of this size, $180 million guaranteed, this goes beyond whether the coach loves the quarterback. Like, the owner better love the quarterback. That's a lot of money.
Well, Jed York said as much. He said he's going to reset the quarterback market a couple years ago.
No, I agree with you. But what I'm saying is like everyone from top down has to be on the same page, right? But I personally believe, I actually think that in some odd way, this is Jed basically saying to Kyle Shanahan, you're not wiggling out and picking another quarterback. Mm-hmm. Either you're figuring this out with this guy who you told me you like, and that's it. We're not going to the last minute on negotiations. And I appreciate this from Jed or Denise or John or whoever ultimately in that group is making these types of opinions. I think this is ownership basically telling the coach, you're not weaseling out of another quarterback. It's year 9. Figure it out. We're putting you together with this guy. We're actually going to give him one extra year than you. And we're going to guarantee money to him. It's you two, make it or break it. Let's figure this out. You're not wiggling out. You're not blaming another quarterback. You're not blaming anyone else. You did it with Jimmy Garoppolo. You did it with Trey Lance, where you had these little outs. You know, you did it when you brought in Hoyer and Beathard, and you didn't want to commit to a quarterback. This is your guy, and I appreciate this.
I don't know.
We are aligning. You have to win or lose with this guy.
Yeah.
And I think it's, honestly, I think it's a respectful business tactic.
I don't know. I'll wait and see on that one. The notion that Kyle Shanahan's future is now tied to Brock's success. Do you buy that? 888-957-9570.
This is his last quarterback here.
I don't know.
Let's see.
So you think he's going to be here beyond Brock?
If I was to tell you that Brock made the playoffs two of the next 3 years, and then the third year he was really, he regressed and wasn't very good, and the injury started to mount up, and they said, you know what, maybe we got to look elsewhere, I'd say Kyle Shanahan might still be around. I do. And they could look to, oh, well, he just couldn't stay healthy. That's tough. I can't control that. The guy's just not healthy. Now, I hear you in saying, really? This is like the third quarterback, basically?
Well, and then if you said he didn't stay healthy, I would say, all right, well,
that's his
did
fault.
You protect him? John, right? That's been a that, you know, part of the Shanahan 49er existence.
That's John Lynch's fault. That's his job.
No, but has it not been part of the 49er Shanahan existence is, wow, our offensive line has not been invested in to the degree that the fans want it to be.
I'm just telling you, I think there's going to be a couple fall guys, quote-unquote, shout-out Chris Carter, before Kyle Shanahan goes. And I don't believe yet that Brock Purdy is going to be the guy that stays and Kyle Shanahan leaves. I don't believe that. If anything, Kyle Shanahan is the one that walks
this
away.
This is the largest commitment in 49er history.
Yes, correct.
Financially. And he has more guarantees than anyone in that building. He has more years than Shanahan currently. They have now pivoted. Like the whole franchise is in this guy's lap.
Is this Kyle Shanahan's last quarterback as 49ers head coach? Is this his last QB?
So you don't think it is?
I don't. And if some people
but that surprises me because that tells me that you don't believe in Brock to the degree that they're telling you that they believe.
No, I'm telling you that could I could talk myself into that happening. Brock makes the playoffs two of the next 3 years, but maybe that the third year, if they makes the playoffs the next 2 years, then the third year it's a dumpster fire. He looks awful. I don't know. Like just hypothetical here, and that happens. I do think you could say, okay, well, maybe we'll draft a quarterback now, and then we'll give Brock another chance. And then we'll
it's year 12, and Shanahan doesn't have his guy.
And crazier things have happened.
I mean, it would be insane.
Marvin Lewis on line one in Cincinnati. He stayed a long time.
They had Andy Dalton for a long time.
He
was a stabilizing force.
Sure. And then Carson Palmer, but it felt like they could still never get over that.
True.
Different expectations, I hear you, in Cincinnati compared to San Francisco. Cheap ownership. There's a lot built into that.
The unfair part is once you put pen to paper, I mean, the reality is that every player who gets that amount of money, the only real way to satisfy the Wolves is to win a Super Bowl.
Doesn't this contract look different, though, in like a year or two, as we say this right now? Like, this could look like, oh, my God, a massive overpay. And then a year or two, it's just like, oh, actually.
We said that about Hargrave, and that did not age well. We said that about Brandon Ayuk. We're counting down, like, oh, my God. We said that about Debo. How many times have we had restructurings and the movement of money only to eventually have to swallow the cap hit?
Yeah, I like this. Like, I trust Brock Purdy infinitely more than all those other guys. I just do. Javon Hargrave is a nobody. He was a free agent coming here. I had no love lost between Javon Hargrave. I didn't know who the guy was. I think he benefited off of a stacked defensive line, clearly, in Philadelphia. And he was the guy that got singled out and got paid, kind of like Javon Kinlaw this past offseason with Washington. So the Javon Hargrave thing, I don't know. Brandon Ayuk, I think he was coming off a second-team All-Pro season. He was incredible. He deserved to get paid. Now, he got hurt, and that changed everything. And that's baked into the equation. Brock Purdy could absolutely, knock on wood, this doesn't happen. He could absolutely get hurt in the first couple weeks. And then we're looking at this deal saying, oh, my God. But I can't live life like that. Anything could happen like that. And Patrick Mahomes could get hurt. And then their season's cooked. And then I was like, oh, I don't know if he can come back. Like, crazy things happen. Kevin Durant getting hurt in the finals. His Achilles. Like, that. I can't. That's just baked into the equation of sports. I just can't live life like that. And, yeah, it could blow up in their face. But right now, as it stands, I love the deal.
Are you
I feel confident
less,
in the deal.
Are you surprised less Niner fans aren't calling in?
Yes,
saying
I'm actually very
happy?
I'm actually very surprised by that. Like, where are the Niner fans at that feel great about this deal? 888-957-9570. Feels like a lot of wishy-washy, I don't know. Why? Why do you feel like that, Niners fans? 888-957-9570. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side. We'll get to Larry in San Francisco, and it's going to be brought to you by Valvoline. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Right, like Nick Bosa had some injury concerns, right? Obviously missing an entire year from an ACL. Mm-hmm. And then he had the groin injury, which he dealt with. And he signed for 120 some odd million guaranteed.
Going back
and
to college.
And most people were like, yeah, like he deserves every single penny. And I was one of them too. And I was like doing cartwheels and whatnot. It's had a tough time living up to it. Right?
Yeah.
We view Nick Bosa a hell of a lot different today than we did.
He still had a good season last year, though. I want to, like, Nick, let me look it up right now. The stats. Nick Bosa, let's go right
here. He had probably 9 to 10 sacks.
He did. He had 9 sacks, forced fumble, a pick. All right. For him, that's a really down year. But compared to the rest of the league, he's still pretty good. I'd still say he's a top 5 defensive end.
Wouldn't you agree the heat on Bosa was cranked up to inferno blazes?
Absolutely,
he signed the
contract. Absolutely, but it also just highlighted just there's nothing else around him.
I agree.
Nothing. By the way, Drake Jackson, he's gone. He's cooked. He's done.
But like, at least I'll give the Niners this. In the Nick Bosa situation, if they don't give him that money, I think 30 other teams give him that money at minimum. Right? So I always do these things like, all right, well, if you weren't going to give him the money, who else was going to give him the money? Right? I'm sure there would have been a couple of teams that would be willing to shell out the money for Brock Purdy.
Raiders might have been interested. Jets, they signed Justin Fields.
Sure, maybe the New York Giants.
Sure.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay, like we could find a couple of slots.
Right now, the Saints, right?
You know, that's a good example. So I'm sure there were some teams out there. And, like, your alternative was basically pretty simple. And I hate when this happens, but sometimes this is reality. You either sign them at about what these other quarterbacks are making, or you're moving off them. But there was really no in between. Yeah. right? And so if that was the alternatives that I was presented with, I would probably do what the Niners ended up doing it as well, which is sign him and give him the money. But I would freely acknowledge the second pen hit paper and I had to put that money in the escrow, oh boy, that's a lot of money. That's all I'm saying. It's a lot of money.
Fine. And my whole thing is, if you're going to be happy with this number this time last year, you should be happy about it now, because I think everything, the totality of last season, was such an absolute dumpster fire around him. I still think overall he had a pretty good year. All things considered, not a great year, not the MVP caliber season the year prior. I thought he had a good year, all things considered. 888-957-9570.
Yeah, he was good, not great last year. And I know there's all these advanced metrics to try to like do cartwheels to explain how good he was. Like, look, everyone.
Only one great player on that team last year. And I know Fred Warner got a second team or first team all pro on a bum ankle. He was really freaking good. I thought only one player was truly great last year for the Niners. That was George Kittle. That was the only guy that was really great.
I agree. And like, if I knew today, hey, Joe, CMC is going to be healthy for 15 games.
Yep, that's.
I would be like, look, I think Brock's going to have a great bounce back.
There you go.
Right? I would. But like, again, that goes back to like the guys like Jalen Hurts, for example. When Jalen got his payday, I was like, bad contract. I wouldn't have paid him. I was wrong. And then when you put him with Saquon Barkley and the weapons that they have around him, he completely shut me up and played not good. He played great football in the playoffs. And I stand here today and I admit I was wrong.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We're going to discuss this with Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, at 8:30. You know Mike, been on this station a lot, been on this show a lot. NBC Sports, him and Chris Sims do a hell of a job there. And we'll get his thoughts on the Brock Purdy deal. I want to get your thoughts on it right now, because we got damn near full phone lines talking about it. Do you love it? Do you hate it? How are we feeling about the Brock Purdy contract now, going forward?
Before you go to the lines.
I love it.
I know you do. I know you love it.
I love it.
This is what I love the most about just overall, as I step back. He's going to be there for everything this offseason.
Yes.
That's number one. Franchise quarterback. Yes. And of all the guys on the team that I trust to show up day in, day out, ready to practice and ready to work, Brock Purdy is... it's a layup that we should expect.
Isn't he like the quintessential franchise quarterback? Just that's the guy.
No doubt. But chill. I would like him to take on more personality.
Sure. Well, that
I
might not
be
him,
more
though.
Of a leader.
That
I
might not
him,
be him.
Honestly, I think there's going to be a time and a place where I want him to bark at Shanahan in a good way.
Okay.
I'm talking about in a good way. Creative tension in a good way. That's once you become the highest paid guy on a corporation as big as the Niners, I think you have some earned equity. And I want to see him grow in leadership, because I think that he is a good leader. He sets the example. But I think his voice is desperately needed. This team needs voices. That's number one. Number two, you got George Kittle inked up.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Love that Fred Warner sounds like he's getting inked up. Love that their draft class looks like it's ready to go and participate.
Hey, they're saying Michael Williams is going to be that dude. Everyone keeps telling me. We'll wait and see.
And then,
OTAs are OTAs, but the guy is a physical specimen.
Look, you got rid of the worst special teams coordinator and the worst defensive coordinator in all of the NFC, and that's being gentle.
And you bring back a guy that you've been to a Super Bowl with, Robert Saleh.
Exactly. All right? You got 20 rookies. You got two new kickers that are going to compete with Jake Moody.
Greg Joseph.
This has been a pretty freaking good offseason, if not great. And so to have all of that other stuff not linger into this year, I am happy for that. Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that this isn't rife with risk.
Larry, San Francisco, how are we feeling about this Brock contract, Larry? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's been a long time since I called in just because of all the... a horrible season last year. What's up, Joe? Hey, I got to tell you guys something. You guys need to stop, man. Just stop it. Let me tell you something. That last caller said that, what's that Baltimore's quarterback's name? I'm drawing a blank.
Lamar Jackson.
Right. Lamar Jackson has had a stacked team his whole career, and he cannot win a playoff game. Let's just face facts. Brock Purdy has done much more than Lamar Jackson. But I'm not saying that Lamar Jackson ain't great. He's like the early Peyton Manning, who's really great in season and then falls apart in the playoffs. But to pass that part, all this worry and angst about Brock Purdy, Brock Purdy's legit. If you put Brock Purdy last year on any other team that had anybody who could catch the ball, one, because Debo dropped the ball. Everybody dropped the ball last year. If you had a running back that could run for more than four games in a row, I think he would have did better. He would have made it to the playoffs. But it just brings me to one point. 49er fans are the weakest fans in all of sports. Our announcers just don't. We have no enthusiasm about anything. We hate every decision our team makes. If our team wins the Super Bowl, the first thing we're going to say, yeah, but we should have five. You know, I mean, it just gets old after a while. That's why I kind of quit paying attention to it. It's just because it's like almost depressing to listen to sports talk shows now, because it's always the same thing. It's all no team can win if they pay their quarterback this, they pay their quarterback that. You know what I mean? Let's just get on and play the game and enjoy football.
That's Larry in San Francisco. He loves it. He says, you know what? Brock's better than Lamar. I'm not going quite there yet. By the way, Lamar Jackson's 28 years old. Should have three MVPs. He already has two of them. He's a Hall of Famer already.
We're just going to respectfully disagree on
that's
Lamar Jackson.
That's a crazy take. As it pertains to Brock Purdy, though, he loves the contract. Do you love the contract? And does the fact that this is a drama-free offseason for the most part, does that carry any weight for you Niners fans? Because we've talked ad nauseum about just the emotional and mental toll that this fan base has had, which kind of sounds insane. Maybe we just need to take a step back as fans, but we can't do that because we're all diehards, and that's why we're doing this job right now, Joe. We are mentally and emotionally invested in every single decision that these franchises make. But the last couple seasons, it's been a lot. Ayuk, McCaffrey, Trent Williams, Nick Bosa.
The Jimmy saga.
Jimmy. Last year,
Trey Lance saga.
Go to the Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga, Lauri Markkanen. It'll be happening again this year as Jonathan Kuminga and Joe Lacob sitting next to each other courtside at the Valkyries game. Like, sometimes the off season, the drama of it, is better than the regular season. When I say that, it's almost like Michelle watches those Real Housewives or whatever sometimes, right? Sometimes the tell-all shows at the end of the season. What's up? Yeah, you do too.
I do too.
I love Love is Blind.
You mean the
on
show
Netflix.
Recaps?
The recap.
What's the guy's name who's printing money?
Oh, well, watch what
Andy
happens.
Cullen?
Yeah, Andy Cullen. Yeah, there
that
you go.
That guy. You want to talk about a guy that is—he's making more than Brock Purdy's making. That guy is a genius.
I respect it, honestly. The hustle—he's great at what
he
does.
Cross his legs. And yeah. Is that really what you said about her?
And then he has
like the way he says it, dude. He just tees him up.
I wish I had a pencil right now because he has it in his mouth. You're like, huh? Interesting. Yeah, right. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm a Tamara guy.
What's up?
Tamara, I don't know if you know her.
No.
She's one of the original Housewives.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. I always rock with her.
You got to get into Love is Blind, by the way. It's the best. It's great. Nick Lachey, Vanessa Lachey. They're not the best moderators. Some of the Love is Blind, like Mexico, I think they're a little bit better. There's different countries for it.
Yeah, but sports is, no doubt, the transaction has overridden all of the drama, and the transactions have overridden the actual game.
Are you more excited, which this sounds insane, are you more excited about the offseason of the NBA or these conference finals?
Oh, no, I think this is actually really fun conference finals.
I think most people would say the offseason.
No,
where the hell's Giannis going?
But like
what's
Knicks,
going on
Pacers,
Kevin Durant?
One of those fan bases is going to be thrilled to be in the finals.
I'm actually, this is what I'll say. There's going to be a franchise that gets its first ever trophy, right? Well, I know the Supersonics technically.
And the Knicks had one in the 70s.
Right. No. But the Pacers, the Thunder, and the Minnesota, one of those teams will win their first ever trophy in that certain city.
Yes.
I'll say that. And then the Knicks, it's been 50 years, right? So that's going to be fun in and of itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I can't wait until the season ends. And then it's just Giannis watch, Kevin Durant. What are the Warriors going to do? Is Jonathan Kuminga going to go? They can do a sign and trade. I'm saying all that to say sometimes the offseason could be more juicy. In this case, for the 49ers, I'm kind of glad it's not because I've had enough of that. I've had enough of the drama of the last couple seasons with all those contracts. I'm going to give credit to Kyle Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give credit to Jed York, to John Lynch, to Parag, everyone, all the Niners brass, the executive level, for nipping all this in the bud early when it comes to these contracts. And Fred Warner, as we all think, that's going to happen soon. So let's go. Let's go. We got our guys. They're signed up. Let's freaking go.
No drama. No, that's so true. The drama and being removed of all the negativity, absolutely true. Are they a better team, like a year later?
Yes. If Christian McCaffrey, of all reports, he's healthy, absolutely they're a better team.
Well, but think about where you were a year ago. You thought he was healthy.
We didn't know. Like,
yeah,
well,
we thought he was healthy.
Again, going back to drama, the dirty little secret.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's game one. Actually, McCaffrey in bilateral Achilles. What?
I mean,
it was insane.
And look, like, if CMC had another year like he did a couple years ago, I could see that happening. But
yes.
If you told me he was never the same player, I could also see that happening. So, like, when we go like true Humpty Dumpty Matt Steinmetz style, like I have no strong opinion either way, that's me trying to evaluate whether CMC is going to be X factor, one of the best players in the league, CMC, or I have no idea. I mean, but like if I knew that CMC would be closer to the version he was a couple years ago, I would be doing cartwheels right now as a Niner fan. Because I would be like, they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, I don't think this entire season hinges on his health. I think a lot of 49ers fans feel like that's the case when it comes to a Super Bowl. But I do think this team was a couple games away here and there last year without him, and they could have been a playoff team. It just takes a little like little mix and a match in here. Some guys need to step up. Some guys need to stay healthy. Again, it's baked into the equation with any sports team, right? Health is going to dictate everything. Like, the Warriors weren't winning anything when Steph Curry got hurt. The grade one hamstring training, they were done. They were cooked. It sucks to say that. They were done. And I credit Draymond and Steve Kerr saying, yeah, ifs and buts are candy and nuts, we'd all have Merry Christmas. We're not going to go down that road. Because it doesn't matter. Because we've benefited off people getting hurt, too. So it's similar, where it's just like, yeah, Christian McCaffrey got hurt. In hindsight, he was the team's best player overall, top to bottom. And you can't replace a guy like that. Now, Jordan Mason was incredible. Right? He was really freaking good for that team.
Joe, I know it's a different season. They lost 7-8 to end the year. Okay? So like I as optimistic as I am and I also acknowledge like this team got handled within their own division.
They did.
All right. Kyler outplayed Brock Purdy in the team.
But am I fearing this division right now? I'm not.
No. But I'm just saying, like, let's not act like they were really close. They weren't. They actually weren't.
Well, not really close.
They were good last year.
But they had a couple games here or there where you could say, you know what? We win those. Hey, that 20, like, the game you had against the Rams in L.A., that's one where it's just like, wow, that was an absolute dumpster. Again, you just go through the entire schedule.
But Stafford outplayed Brock in the second half.
Yeah, but
you know,
it was more so the special teams for me.
There's no, and Ronnie Bell dropped a big-time pass, but also Brock missed Brandon Ayuk on a wide-open, over-the-top play, and Stafford was excellent in the second half, throwing to no one. Remember? They had no one in that game. So, like, look, I like Brock. He's a really good player, but this team went 1-5 in the division last year. And for whatever reason, Kyler Murray gives them fits. And I don't even think that highly of Kyler Murray. But he's a guy that can play elite on any given day, and he can also play terrible. I don't know what to make of Seattle, Joe. Sam Darnold, is he the guy that lost the final two games of the year as ugly as he did? Or is he closer to the guy that looked spectacular?
You know why?
I have no clue.
No, we all know why he looked spectacular last year. It's because the head coach, Kevin O'Connell, who comes from the Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan coaching tree, that's why he looked incredible last year. And he had Justin Jefferson, and he had Addison. He had all those plethora of weapons to throw to. That's why he looked incredible last year. And he had a resurgence. Who's my running back who came from Green Bay over there?
Aaron Jones.
Thank you. That's why he looked incredible. Now he's going to a defensive-minded head coach
over in Seattle. McDaniel, yeah, or whatever his name is.
Kubiak, is that another one there?
One of the Kubiaks just took the job.
Right, like, we'll see.
Well, they lost DK. Like, we'll see.
There's no Tyler Lockett.
I guess what I'm going at is this. To pretend like the rest of the NFC West isn't near you is kind of foolish. Like,
well, it's the Rams. They're the class of the division, and they were a drive away from going to an NFC championship, and I think they would have had a good opportunity to beat the Washington Commanders, and maybe they're in the Super Bowl. And then who knows at that point? Maybe they win the whole damn thing. I have a lot of respect for them because they've done it.
Yeah.
They've won it. Kyle Shanahan has not won it yet. Sean McVay has, with that quarterback, Matthew Stafford. Puka Nacua is incredible. No more Cooper Kupp. He's gone. He's now in Seattle, but he's older. We'll see there. There's a lot still unknown about the Seahawks and Cardinals for me. I know, and I've seen Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy make sweet music together and almost win the whole damn thing. And that means a lot to me. Now, Christian McCaffrey was a part of that. George Kittle, all of these guys. It was incredible. Like, everyone, health is the most important thing for this team going forward. Health. Again, you laugh at that, you scoff at it, but the same thing could have been said for the Warriors heading into this playoffs, right? Like, health was the most important thing, and they played with their food in round one, and it bit them in the ass, right? Next year, heading into this season, no drama, all business, stay healthy, focus on the goal. I'm feeling really confident about this 49ers team. I am. If Mykal Williams can hit, that could change everything. Now you got another guy outside of Bosa. I'm feeling really confident about the 49ers. Maybe you might think I'm just talking myself into it. I'm not. I just feel really good about them. I do. What? You're looking at me like I'm lying.
No,
I'm not.
I mean, they had one of the worst defenses in the league last year. And
I can only get better.
Okay, no, I agree. But when you're going from the bottom, literal bottom, you know, you got a long way to go. And we're asking for a lot from these rookies who we'll see. I think the template of trying to be like the Rams, where you struggle early on, and then by like week 10, a lot of these rookies don't feel like rookies anymore. Like, that's what they're banking on. That's what they're absolutely hoping on. And then I look at the Niners offensive line right now and the run game, and I just think so much is of the unknown of Christian McCaffrey. And I think there's just a lot up in the air, you know, and I don't want to overrate them. I've overrated them the last couple of years heading into the year. And one year I looked good when they went to the Super Bowl. Sure. And last year, you know, they fell flat on their face. And they looked old and expensive and filled with holes.
I thought that the writing was on the wall for a regression last year. I think a lot of us and you know, the station, include, of course, we want to ride the high of the 49ers. But the fact of the matter is, when you lose a Super Bowl, you take a step back the year after.
And well, the roster wasn't good.
And the roster wasn't good, and there was a lot of drama. Again, there was a lot baked into last season. There's some tragedies. Your first-round pick got shot right down the street over here in downtown San Francisco. We know what went with Trent Williams, Charvarius Ward, some just tragedies in their lives, losing children. It was horrible. There was so much negativity and just, ugh. It was all bad last year. Fresh start, though, this offseason. I'm giving this team, you know, a clean slate when it comes to Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy. I don't think a lot of people are willing to do that. 888-957-9570 is the number, though. We're talking about the Brock Purdy contract and what that signified for you going forward, 49ers fans, is what? 5 years, $265 million, $181 of that is guaranteed, but it's really a 3-year contract and $181 million guaranteed at this moment. How are we feeling about it? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling bad? Are you feeling indifferent? Are you feeling nervous? What when you first saw that pop into your text, whether it was Rappaport, Schefter, whatever, how did you feel about it? I think that's simple. Simple as that. You're feeling a little nervous. I'm feeling great about it.
What are the risks, right? That's what I always ask myself.
He can get hurt, and then you're going to Mac Jones, and it's another dumpster fire season.
So, like, to me, like, what's the least risky thing about Brock? Performance. Yes. I kind of know what I'm getting from Brock Purdy, okay? Let's just cross that one off the list. Yeah. What's the next one? You referenced the injury.
Injury. That's the biggest risk for any
team. See, I think it's not. I think it's personnel around him. Right, I have more questions on them. I'm talking about other people putting the right team around him because it's so hard. It's so hard. Ooh. I just watched Derek Carr, all right, and I think he's a solid quarterback. Not great, solid. And his entire career after he just retired, you can make the argument he played for some of the worst organizations that you could possibly play for in terms of building talent around you.
I don't think he was ever put in a good situation to win.
I agree. Okay. Ever. This organization, the Niners, they kind of did in Alex Smith with what? The personnel around him. Now, did his own performance and injuries factor into that? Absolutely. Why was Jalen Hurts so good this year? Now, I think he's a good player, but he also got hurt this year. Their personnel around him was outstanding.
Stacked offensive line, stacked wide receivers, and the best running back in football.
All right.
That helps.
So, like, my number one question with this entire Purdy contract, when it comes to risk, is not his performance. It's not, because I think he's going to be a good player. He's shown he's a really good player. It's not even his injuries, even though, trust me, the elbow is a concern. I am probably more concerned than the casual fan is about his stature. It's tough to stay healthy, right, in the league. But it's the personnel around them. Mm. The guard, the center, the right tackle. Going into the season with Juwan Jennings as wide receiver one, don't love that. Mm. I even though I'm a run-first team, right, I don't think I need a $40 million wide receiver to be prolific offensively. Where is CMC at? Who's your backup running back if he can't go? Mm. Garendo? He can barely stay healthy. And then I look at defense because you got to have complementary football. Can this defensive line, with all these rookies, actually be a good defense? I don't know. So the biggest question and the biggest risk I have on this entire Purdy contract is, what is the personnel and how do you build a team around him? And then it comes back to Shanahan and John Lynch. And as much as I like them, they got a lot of work to do.
Let's go to G on Highway 80. Wants to talk about the Brock Purdy contract. G, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast. G, ain't nothing but a G thing. What's up, man?
Yeah. So I like the deal. I like the deal very much. And I like the fact that they're getting it out of the way this year as opposed to last year and a couple of years, and the years before, like with Bosa and with Debo. and Ayuk and having to drag out and getting to, you know, kind of interfere with practice and go into the season. So let's get all this contract stuff out the way, get Fred signed, get all this stuff out the way, and let's get our players together and do what it needs to do. Also, Purdy deal don't kick in until next season, so they still got some wiggle room to get some pieces that they need to protect them and scheme up and do things that they need to do. So I like the deal. I think it's cool, man. And getting all the drama out the way, now we can just concentrate on football. Let's go get it.
There you go.
I like
that's,
that.
That's
like
the positive mindset. As much as we want to crush this brass, this 49ers executive brass, whether it's Shanahan, whether it's Lynch, whether it's just them two together, the mind behind it all, like, we wanted to crush them so badly for how things went on these last couple off seasons. Let's give them credit and give them their flowers for addressing the needs this off season and being very upfront about it. Whether it was getting rid of Deebo Samuel, whether it was trimming some of this fat, as we've seen, whether it was initially trying to shop Ayuk to see if they could, you know, they regret the contract. Now, injuries are part of it, though, Joe. Like,
well, but the Ayuk thing, like, I've never seen a team sign someone and then immediately regret it quicker.
I think that the injury is a huge part of that. Like, the fact that he shredded his knee.
He wore the wrong shorts, and the coach and him, after he got $80 million, on a Friday, there was this odd, bizarre shorts thing.
Shortsgate.
I mean, come on, we can admit, like, before the injury, it was a little bizarre.
Sure, but you could talk yourself into it had he still been healthy right now. It's okay. Right, you know what?
I'll meet you in the middle.
That was a bad year. Let's see, I'll meet you in the middle. Clean slate for everyone. Let's just go into the season. And I would be feeling a lot better if I have a healthy Brandon Ayuk right now, because I know at his highest of highs, he was a second-team All-Pro player. Right now, I don't know what he is. Hopefully the rehab is there and he's there for training camp. That would be amazing, because right now, I don't know. You're talking about, like, some concerns still. I don't know who your number one wide receiver is. Like, Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings.
What have they done really well during the regime of Shanahan and Lynch? What would you say is one of the best things that, like, it's almost, they've almost been incredible at it. What do you think?
Well, finding, like, late, like, round talent is okay. What they've done
very well.
All
right, I'll give you that. See, to me, I would take it a step further. Some of the best players they've had on this team over the entire tenure of their operating this squad has been trades and then extending players.
Mm.
And you have that luxury when your quarterback's not making a whole lot or when the team roster isn't making a lot. Jimmy Garoppolo was a trade. And an extension.
Yes.
Trent Williams was a trade and an extension. You know, CMC was a trade and an extension. Charvarius Ward, huge money in free agency.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman, money in free agency. So they've had a lot of money at their disposal, and they've used it pretty well. For every, you know, bad deal, Javon Hargrave, I could find a couple more that have actually been better deals for them. Even Quan Alexander, although it didn't end up being the greatest deal of all time, he was a very useful, high-functional player for them. And I think I'm most skeptical about them building through the draft around Purdy, because when you guys make it $50 million, now you got to get all of these inexpensive players, and their drafting has just been spotty.
Well, they need to hit on the draft this year. Like,
yeah.
Like, Mykal Williams needs to be a stud.
Yes.
Because outside of, you know, Nick Bosa, I don't have any confidence on that defensive line. I just don't. The depth of it, the defensive tackles, everyone. So I'm looking at Mykal Williams. I'm looking at, you know, the Yetur Gross Matoses of the world. I know Carl's just shaking his head at that name. But, like, Sam Okawanu was the guy what we were clamoring for last year. Sam Okawanu. We had to find a clip to even pronounce his last name because half of us couldn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Do it. 888-957-9570. Are you feeling a lot better about this 49ers offseason going forward? And that doesn't matter for you, 49ers fans, that they did address all these situations. Where was George Kittle, the leader of this team? You paid him. You know, they're going to pay Fred Warner. So the both of the leaders on your offense and defense have been a priority. And now your quarterback, who needs to be the priority, got his contract. Doesn't that give you some hope and optimism that things are changing now going forward? Like, we crushed them for all the negative stuff in the past. Let's give them their flowers now going forward. 888-957-9570.
Well, no, they definitely deserve credit in terms of they put the money where their mouth was, right? And they did that this offseason. And I liked, you know, they had so many holes. I liked what they did in the draft. I know a lot of people are, oh, they reached on this guy, that guy. I think Mikal Williams is going to be a baller. If I was going to put money on it, and I like these long-term bets, I like him as Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Ooh.
I really do. I just think he's going to have lots of opportunities, can get lots of reps, gets to play alongside Nick Bosa for Robert Saleh. Like, I really like him as an impact player in year one. The other guys, like, we'll see about West, the D-tackle, the kid they took from Texas, you know. Who's their off-ball linebacker going to be alongside Warner, right? I need to know about that.
Michael Williams, by the way, sixth best odds according to DraftKings for NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Well, Abdul Carter,
Jaylon Walker, Travis Hunter, Mike Green, and Jihad Campbell ahead of him.
Interesting. And then I look at Ricky Pearsall, who I'm treating him like a rookie this year because I think last year it was just a lost year. I mean, it's out of his control.
I thought he ended the season on a high note, though.
Absolutely, yeah. But we're getting a whole fresh look of Pearsall. He got hurt in training camp before he even got shot, right? And it was a lost year, and that happens. You know, Ayuk's first year was the COVID year. It's kind of a lost year, even though he had a pretty decent production that year. So I think he'll look a lot better in this particular year. But now you got everybody together and ready to go for training camp and all the OTAs and whatnot. And I do think that synergy is desperately needed after the last 3 years of all the holdouts.
Three in Berkeley wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Remember, same number to call or text. Also hit us up on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Three, Berkeley, how are we feeling about this Brock Purdy contract?
Hey, man,
first of all, I want to preface my comments by saying I'm a Raider fan through and through.
Okay.
But I got to call and talk about all these Niner fans crying about this man getting his money. I would say, first of all, be glad that his agent didn't try to push the line after year three to redo the contract.
They couldn't legally.
He's a humble kid that made good.
They couldn't. By NFL standards, they couldn't because he was a drafted player. They couldn't extend him until this offseason.
Facts. Now, the one thing about it is embarrassment of riches that he had around him, which is competent franchise building. You guys had a good team. Brandon Ayuk, he got disrespected because he was clearly the most polished route runner that you guys had, but all the attention went to Debo. You guys didn't want to pay him and take care of him. Stop crying about Brock Purdy getting his money. He got what he deserved. He took you to NFC championships. He took you to the playoffs. He had Mahomes on the ropes, in the Super Bowl. It just so happened that the tackle whiffed and Ayuk was open in the end zone and he didn't throw it that way. He looked right when he should have looked left. So my thing is that you guys have had success. The man got his money. Dak set the market. He got his just due for being a premium position in the NFL, which is your starting franchise quarterback.
Hey, three.
You asked him not to do too much.
Hey,
yeah.
Three. If the Raiders didn't sign Geno Smith and Brock Purdy was out there, would you have given that contract?
I would have given that contract.
Okay.
I would have because he's a smart enough quarterback to know how to play within the system. He's good enough to play in a West Coast system.
I agree.
He doesn't need to throw the ball 70 yards. You know what I mean? What he needs to do is find the open receiver, find the hot route, and get it there. It's always a benefit when you do have a good running game. But on top of that, they didn't even address that in the offseason. McCaffrey has recorded two tendonitis Achilles. Bad. That's bad for the future. You have to address that. You didn't re-sign Jordan Mason. I pay attention to football. I'm just a pure football fan. And I say the Niners whiffed on a lot of things, but they hit on Brock Purdy, man.
No, it's a good point. Hey, three in Berkeley. That was a very measured and rational take, and well, we appreciate that here.
You know, if the Christian McCaffrey thing, like,
well, they did draft the running back real quick. So, like he said, they didn't address anything. They did draft a running back because I'm with their death. Was it CJ? Jordan James from Oregon.
Yeah. I mean, he's got close to 800 touches in the 2 years prior to last year, Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
It's an astronomical amount of touches.
Well.
I'm talking about playoffs, you know, catches.
Baldy talked to us about it. Like he said, hey, when you have that many touches, yeah, there's going to be a drop off the year after. He referenced too, Sean Alexander with the Seahawks when he had his incredible MVP year, and then he fell off right after that. Like there is a correlation between that many touches and the wear and tear on the body. What it's nice to say, wow, we might have the best running back and slot receiver in football. Yeah. That's great. His knees don't like that. I'll tell you that, right? His Achilles doesn't like that, right? Speaking of Baldy, I just mentioned him. He joined Grandy and Dibs when that contract news happened back on Friday, and he knew this deal was always going to get done.
I remember talking to Jed York. It was this year before the Tampa game, so like midseason maybe, and I was just talking about a bunch of different things, but Brock's name came up. And I mean, I remember Tom Brady was doing a game that day. He was down the field. Everybody was talking to Tom. But honestly, like Jed York said, that we're going to get the deal done. It was never going to put him on the market. He was never going to trade him. He was never not going to pay him. He was never not going to pay him what the going rate is. But, you know, that's what the rate is for a franchise quarterback or a quarterback that you think is a franchise player. What he got today was what franchise quarterbacks are getting. Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, they're all in the same price range right now. And so they got the deal done. Congratulations.
When you say franchise quarterback, people have many different ways that they define franchise quarterback.
How do you define it?
A franchise quarterback to me is somebody that you need to drive the stake through the heart in any given game, no matter who's out there. No matter what the circumstances are, to defeat that player. You know, Russell Wilson, when he was in Seattle, no matter who was out there, he was a franchise quarterback.
Okay.
To beat him, you had to literally to the very last whistle, right? And there are only a handful of those guys that I view in the league. Burrow's that way. I would put Stafford in that particular boat. I would put
Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, whatever. And I don't think that every team has a franchise quarterback, even if you've committed franchise quarterback money to someone. It's kind of like being an ace in baseball. Just because you get the ball as the number one doesn't make you an ace, right? No. So my algorithm
Luis
is a little
higher. Luis Severino for the A's, he's their ace, but he's not like an ace.
No.
You hear what I'm saying?
So like here, and I'll be the first to admit it. Coming into the league, did I think Baker Mayfield would be a franchise quarterback? No, I did not. I despised him. I did not think he was mature enough.
You don't like Baker?
At all. Didn't think he was mature enough to be a quarterback. I thought he was reckless off the field, which to me was a big signal of
I can't
trust
you. Was it the running away from the cops video? Was that the one for
you? But when I watch Baker, there is a you have got to drive the stake through the heart to beat him type of a player, right? And he is going to find a way to win 9, 10, 11 games with that Buccaneers team.
Right.
That's the way I view him, right? I didn't view Derek Carr that way.
No. Well, right? At least after the injury, I didn't. I thought early on, again, that goes baked into it.
Yeah. I don't view Trevor Lawrence that way.
No.
I don't view Herbert that way. I don't view Tua that way. I definitely view the Josh Allens and guys like that way. I think Brock, I lean toward him that way. So that's what I'm saying. I think this year, like, it's playoffs. You got to make the playoffs when you're making this kind of money. And I want to see him play that possessed style of ball where he's not giving up. And you got to drive the stake through the hearts on a guy like him, no matter who those guys are out there. And you saw when he was throwing to Ronnie Bell in that Rams game, because remember Ayuk hurt his shoulder and he was on and off and coming out. And then Debo got a little nicked up in that game. No matter what the weapons are, the expectations is playoffs year in and year out.
That's it, right there.
And Burrow last year didn't live up to the expectations.
No, he was
of how much you pay him.
Well, I think he lived up to the expectation. I think that offense was really freaking good, and had their defense just stopped the nosebleed, he would have been in legitimate MVP conversations.
No, but
he was so good last year.
He was
year.
Great. He was
his good. Defense was god awful.
I hear you, but I think Cincinnati's sitting here saying like, hey, you got to be in the playoffs every single year.
Yeah, how about your ownership being cheap and pay your defensive end, Trey Hendrickson? How about that, right? Like, it goes for money allocation. That's why it matters.
Exactly.
Like, you need to pay those guys that means that much to your defense. Like, we thought their defense is bad now. Without Trey Hendrickson, good freaking luck. I thought he had some very interesting comments, by the way, between him, ownership, the executives, all that. By the way, you just asked, like, what is a franchise quarterback for you? And you said it in your own words. I think it comes down to this. Can you get me to the playoffs every year?
Yeah, maniacally.
That's it.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
It. That is what a franchise quarterback is.
So like even like Jordan Love. Like, yeah. I'm tantalized by the talent of a guy like Jordan Love. I don't know about him.
Two playoffs.
I don't know about
him. Two playoffs
him.
In a row, though. And I will say this about Dak.
No,
as much as we crap all over Dak Prescott, when he is healthy, they get to the playoffs.
They won 12 games, three consecutive years.
He's a good quarterback,
man. He's a good quarterback. He's not great. He's really good.
And then when you say, like, oh, well, he fails in the playoffs, well, he gets you there. That's what a franchise quarterback is. Can you get me to the playoffs? Derek Carr couldn't do that, as
no.
you mentioned. Now,
no.
bad organizations.
Yeah.
There's bad organizations built into that, and that is absolutely a factor.
When I view Matt Stafford, I view him in the way that you're talking about,
yeah.
in terms of dragging teams
yeah.
to the playoffs. Like, when you watch the end of that Philadelphia game in the snow, I thought they were coming back and winning.
But it's interesting because we've used Matt Stafford as a Detroit Lion, as an underachiever. Although, he did get to the playoffs a couple times. I know they were one and done, but the fact that he got the Detroit freaking Lions just to the playoffs
was
incredible. But people say, oh, it's Calvin Johnson.
Joe, my opinion of him has changed. And that's where I will allow variance in these things. Like, there are guys that play themselves out of favor and into favor. Baker Mayfield, at one point I did not view him that way. Now I do. Russell Wilson, I viewed him that way. Now I do not.
Well, look, you know what? Let's just ask the question. Do you view Brock Purdy as a franchise quarterback? He didn't make the playoffs last year. When things around him weren't going well, prior to that, he was in the Super Bowl. Is it somewhere in the middle? Is he a non-franchise quarterback? Is he a franchise quarterback? It's a simple question. 888-957-9570, because I think that's the bugaboo about this whole thing. Some people just don't view him as a franchise quarterback because of last year. I think that's a little unfair. Let's talk about it after the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
I swear to God, this guy has been on the injury report 5 times this year, and I've yet to see him play. Bob Melvin provided an update on Erar Encarnacion on Saturday, announcing that the Giants intend to restart his rehab assignment. Encarnacion was feeling some soreness in his left hand. I hate when that happens. And so the Giants wanted to err on the side of caution. He's expected to restart that rehab assignment in Sacramento this week. He is still expected to be activated when eligible on May 26th. That's a week from today. He has been out the entire season so far after fracturing his left hand at the end of spring training. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 4 years. What's coming up? The game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Mike Florio, 830 Pro Football Talk, knows all the ins and outs when it comes to all these quarterback contracts. How's he feeling about this deal for the 49ers, for Brock Purdy, for all of it? And speaking of Brock Purdy, just asking the question, you think he's a franchise quarterback? 888-957-9570. It's Spadoni at Chasky, halfway home on a Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.